Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 663, and it is your review of Song of the Horse from director Akira Kurosawa, as we continue our Kurosawa month here. As always, it is the nerd you're going to hear the whole show, and our wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Monday evening.
Yeah. Monday evening live and early for our patrons over at patreon.com/nerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get this episode live streamed and early before anybody else gets to watch it on the in the public on 12 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday. But before we can get into today's review, Brad, how are you doing, man?
Doing good, bro.
Yeah. I'm just noticing I should have asked for that edge up, huh? I really should have asked for that edge.
Fine. I think you're fine.
Yeah. Damn. Oh. How's your Monday been, Brad?
Fuck work. Swear to God. Some days.
Brad's like, Some days you're like,
I should have stayed home.
Yep. No, was that one of today? Yeah, I guess that was today, huh? Today was one of those days.
One of those days.
Yeah. Damn, Brad. I understand, bro. I really understand, man. Sometimes it's like that.
Time zones got me fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
Because I got used to putting the info, and then it like changed, and then I noticed right before we got on here. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. Oh my God! Last episode, for the live show, we didn't really have much time to talk because, of course, Brad had decided to fuck up the schedule for one day, I wanted to bring up a couple things. I wanted to bring up Akira Toriyama. I wanted to say rest in peace to the great Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball. Brad's like, yeah, lend him your energy. That's right. Brad more
that
than
man,
me.
That man is stuck on fucking Snake Way.
Yeah. I was going to say, Brad more than me is the one who watched probably Dragon Ball from the beginning. What's it called? I watched DBZ. I watched Dragon Ball Z, but what's it called?
I watched Dragon Ball Z more than I did because they had Dragon Ball Z on Toonami.
Yeah. But I wanted to bring up that because what's it called? Of course, is legendary. Animator and like I told Brad, the greatest Mexican ever to live, man. And
I saw a meme yesterday, and it said people sad in Japan over his loss, and it wasn't much emotion. Yeah. And then people sad in like Argentina.
Yeah.
And just people weeping openly, throwing themselves to the ground.
Yep. Oh my God. Yeah. It's quite the loss, man. But I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to ask if you had been watching anything, Brad. I know you caught up on something, right?
I did. I watched Poor Things.
Yes. We might be able to sit down and do an extra review of that one after the review on Thursday. So we'll be able to do something with that. But you got to Poor Things, right?
Yep, and that's all I'm saying because I ain't stating no more of my opinion to no one until I get to the show.
Yeah. you trying not to get what's it called the next BTK killer?
No.
Yeah. Fuck that guy, bro. Yeah.
The man apparently never seen a body horror film.
Yeah. Like, dude, you sound like the next BTK killer. I'm like, fuck yourself, bro. Fuck yourself. Yeah.
What was that movie? Who was the director?
That's Cronenberg.
It was Cronenberg.
Oh, wait, for what? For Poor Things?
No, not that one. Cronenberg.
The one I extend.
Apparently, yeah, man had never seen a Cronenberg movie because.
Yeah.
Everything Raul said about it was like, yeah, it's a Cronenberg movie.
Yeah. It's just a troll, bro. He's a stupid fucking troll who wants to be a little fucking asshole. But yeah, man. It's Yeah, it's that's the thing, Brad. That's the thing.
Yep.
Yeah. The next HBK killer? What does Shawn Michaels do? Nothing, man. Nothing. The next BTK, apparently.
Tuning up the band.
Yeah, yeah. I was tuning something else up, apparently. But yeah, I watched a bunch of the movies I need to watch for what's it called? For the Letterboxd challenge I'm doing. I'm at number 11 today. And I'm watching Infernal Affairs from Hong Kong, which is the original film that inspired the remake known as The Departed from Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a very different film from The Departed. Nonetheless.
I don't think De Niro was in The Departed, though.
No, it was Nicholson.
Yeah.
Nicholson, DiCaprio, Wahlberg in a rare good
Wahlberg. Matt Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I loved the, what's it called? The end of the
Oscars. How about these apples?
I love the end of the Oscars with fucking, what's it called? Messi peeing on Matt Damon's star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That whole little bit never gets old between him and Kimmel.
I mean, I remember the Tom Brady clip where Tom Brady throws the football through Matt Damon's top window.
I love it, man. But yeah, I love the picture of, like, it just ends with fucking Messi just, what's it called, pissing on that.
Well, they didn't let the dog into the fucking Oscars. What do you expect?
Yeah. So no Jack Nicholson in the Hong Kong, I'm guessing. No Jack Nicholson. You have Andy Lau, though. You have Andy Lau. But yeah, no, and Tony Leung Chiu Wai. Yeah. Yeah. But no Jack Nicholson. No Jack Nicholson. Brad also had a really funny experience watching this with his dogs.
Yeah, my dogs love horses.
Yeah.
Absolutely enthralled with horses.
Yep. 100%, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. But this is gonna be a very different review, guys. I'm not sure how long we're gonna go here because this is a very straightforward movie from Kurosawa. This is a what's it called, documentary, and it's about horses. And it really doesn't go farther than that.
I mean, I also watched Happy Together, which we're reviewing on Thursday. So
yes, awesome. I did watch that. Awesome, yeah, yeah. Josh on Criterion Channel?
No, Max.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I will make sure. Well, I want to know what version Max had because there's a new restoration of that one.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'm not positive.
Yeah. But, yeah. With that said, I guess we should just do this, Brad. I mean, it's going to be difficult, guys, but, I think we can make it to at least 20 minutes, Brad.
I mean,
20.
Yeah.
This is his one and only documentary, guys. This is the only documentary he ever made. And this is also the only movie to ever be like of his to be less than 90 minutes, right? Like, this is
Yeah, what is it, an hour?
Dude, it's an hour and 13 minutes.
Yeah, that's like the shortest Kurosawa movie
I've ever fucking seen in my life, yeah. Bro.
Most of them around 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Brad. Let's do this then. Guys, if you haven't watched Song of the Horse, you should probably get out of here if you care about spoilers. It's a documentary about horses. There's not much for you to get spoiled. But if you have, get out of here. But if you don't care about spoilers, or you've already seen the film, go ahead and stay. This is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Brad, this website known as AkiraKurosawa.info has all this. At least Mifune does a good job acting like a horse. This is way past the time that Mifune and him were on speaking terms, I believe. Yeah.
But still, that was funny.
Yeah, that's really funny. So I'm just going to read some stuff from here. I'm not going to read everything, right? But I'm going to read some stuff here. Song of the Horse is a 1971 documentary film that Akira Kurosawa directed for Nippon Television. Its subject is the thoroughbred racehorses. Son of the Horse was Kurosawa's only documentary film, as well as his only work for television. This also might be the only time we've ever discussed a TV film, by the way, guys. Not much of those here on the channel. Son of the Horse is a documentary film with voiceover provided by an older man and a boy, possibly grandfather and grandson. The older voice tells the younger about horses. In the early 1970s, Kurosawa found himself in a difficult place following the 1965 Red Beard. The director had made two unsuccessful attempts at launching Hollywood-funded projects, and his subsequent Japanese comeback film, Todeskoden, had been both a critical and box office failure in 1970. As the Japanese film industry was struggling and funding was difficult to find, Kurosawa decided to follow the example set by other directors such as Shohei Inamura, who had found a new home working on documentaries for the small screen. Someone didn't proofread. Where the subject of horses came from is uncertain to me, but Kurosawa had certainly always loved the animals. Very little information is available about the production of Song of the Horse, but much of that appears to have been shot in the summer of 1971. The crew was small and included Kurosawa, regular Masaru Sato, who composed the music, which together with the images plays a central role in the documentary. The film has a distinctive theme, tune, and there are times where the music and sound, or lack of any, is fairly experimental. So what's it called? The Song of the Horse was generally unavailable until the US-based Samurai DVD released a version with English subtitles. The region-free DVD is a fairly good quality, as long as you recognize that this is a Japanese TV film from 1971. The resolution is 720 by 480. Yep. And the image is at times blurry with relatively washed out colors. Yep. No extras. The subtitles are very good though. This is available. This is available. I thought this was a lost film, but it's not. This is actually like it's available. There's a fucking DVD of this movie, Brad. released on August 1971. It sits at an hour and 13 minutes. Directed by Kurosawa and produced by Yoichi Matsue and Sasuhiko Goto. No budget available. And starring Noboru Mitani and Hiroyuki Kawase. Music is done by Masahiro Sato, performed by Tokyo Chamber Orchestra. Cinematography is done by Mitsuji Kanao. Sound is Tetsuya Otashi. And editing is Reiko Kaneko. Yeah. That's it, Brad. And this entry here is written by Vili. Over at kitokurosawa.info. All right. So, guys, I mean it when I say I've never seen a movie more straightforward from Kurosawa than this one. It is literally a grandson and a grandpa talking about horses. And you have footage about horses. And there's music playing in the background. He does nothing else with this documentary. No interviews, no nothing. It is very simple. Yet, I really liked the cinematography. And I thought that the music fit this documentary very well. And it is not too short and it is not too long. It is really good that it's at 73 minutes. Because if I had to see another minute of these horses, the emperor might have gotten his first stinker from me. And the horse as himself. Damn straight, Stacey. Yeah. Brad, what are your initial thoughts on Song of the Horse?
Well, this was a horse movie.
Yeah.
when they literally say horse. Song of the Horse, I mean, Kurosawa made a horse movie. I don't know what I mean, if you're looking for a movie to calm down to, this is the movie. Like
24 frames from Kiarostami, right, Brad?
I mean, yeah, with the music and with, you know, just you put this on and you just like meditate. That's what I say, and kick your dogs out of the room. but yeah, I mean, I don't, it's a 1970 made for TV film movie. So, I mean, it's definitely shot like a Kurosawa. I mean, there's not much else to say on it. It's a horse documentary from the most acclaimed director ever, who probably only took this job because he needed the work. So, I mean, with that, and maybe because he really liked horses, hopefully.
I think he did like horses, bro.
I mean, I don't think he would have taken the job completely if he didn't, but parts of me are like, yeah, he was kind of in a rough patch here. Like, because for a man who, like, just made these epics.
Complete pong. Shut up, we're going to talk about the horse I lost fortune on at the track.
But, God, yeah, for him to make this during a downturn in his career, because, I mean, when you look at it, Kagemusha comes after this. I think Ron came after this.
You know what comes after this, Brad? Well, remember, Brad, this is also when he's really severely depressed. And
and I know he tried to commit suicide. It was around this time.
Yeah, after this, Brad, his Academy Award-winning film, Der Suizala.
Yeah, so, I mean, then his, yeah, he started.
Then Kagemusha.
Yeah, so his career started to uptick again. This is probably my least favorite Kurosawa, just because.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I supposed to compare it to his regular movies?
Yeah.
Like the epic samurai movies or the amazing noir movies that he makes. There's not much you can go with this. It's a horse documentary.
His movies were like, he has a lot to say. And here it's like, I don't know what Kurosawa is doing here. Like, I don't even know what he's trying to say here.
I think he, like I said, it's one of those jobs he took in a downturn in his career just so he could have a job. Maybe with the little emotional part towards horses, because he liked horses, which you can, it comes through the film. It's not a purely like bullshit film. Like, this was actually, he took time and effort to take these shots of these
horses. He does a great job with the cinematography.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still a movie just about horses with really no dialogue, except for the small snippets here and there, with very calm music. Yeah. I mean, it's overall, you know, an interesting documentary, but it's Kurosawa's worst movie.
Yeah. At least he didn't detest it like he detested Those Who Make Tomorrow, right?
You know? No. I mean, yeah. I mean, and, you know, there's parts in this, like the horse given birth. I mean, there's parts in this film, the race aspect, racing aspect, might I say.
Yeah.
But I just, we've seen so many Kurosawa movies that I watch this and I just go, what am I doing? What are we doing, Kurosawa? Like, I mean, this is cinematography wise, I see it. I can see him in this, but everything else, it's like, you know, this wasn't his story. This wasn't his editing. He did have choice in music. So that's what you got. You got his cinematography and music, but you got little else.
Yeah. I do have to say though, I do like it, man. I gotta say, because what's it called? I don't feel like it's long. I don't feel like it's too long. I don't feel like it's too short.
No, I mean, had it been longer, I would have agreed with you. It's like, dude, like it's just too much horses. Too many horses.
Too many horses. But
still, it's from Kurosawa. So overall, it's still good in comparison to other films and to other big budget, you know, action films that we've seen that are just total shit. This being a made for TV movie in 1971, purely about horses
with in little 480p, to no dialogue. In fucking 480p, by the way.
In 480p with little no to no dialogue, it's not half bad.
No.
I just say this from an area of where, like, I'm like, Kurosawa is my favorite director, and Ikiru is my favorite movie. And, you know, Seven Samurai and his samurai epics are some of the greatest stuff put on film. This is not up to that ranking, but you can tell it's made by Kurosawa.
Yeah. By the way, guys, if there's ever an argument to be made that we're dick writers, this review is going to be one. this is going to be the review that'll lock us up for meat writing, Brad. They're like, these guys are absolutely, what's it called, spelling their name on Kurosawa here.
Yeah, I mean, love Kurosawa. So I'm not even going to put that out there. Like, I mean, but if you don't like horses, don't watch his movie. That's, if you have no interest in horses, there's no reason, like, just skip this. But other than if you're trying, right, just to watch all the Kurosawa movies.
Yeah. And I sit and I wonder, like, I don't know, maybe, you know, I didn't know Kurosawa in real life. You know, I don't know what's it called, put him off from wanting to do documentaries, because, like, I don't know. I feel like documentaries are something that everybody should have a chance to try to make, because documentaries are very different from narrative. And you know, the documentaries that Inamura made are pretty much, I'm pretty sure are different than this. Mm-hmm. But what's it called? But for this being the only documentary from Kurosawa, it makes me wonder, like, I don't think this is what a documentary from Kurosawa would have looked like. Like, I don't think this is what he would have made. But, like, you're probably right, Brad. This is like one of those where he really needed work. And he's like, I like horses. I might as well make this small little TV film. Yeah. It's going to be a very easy, what's it called, shoot. I'm not going to need a lot of money, so might as well just do it.
Yeah, that's how I feel this movie is. And it's just, you know, it's a nice little calm film. That's really all it is. It's nothing epic to proportions of what we know from Kurosawa.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what we got here. somebody says on Letterboxd, anyone who doesn't like this is a soulless goblin.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you know, I'm not in love with it. Yeah. I don't hate it. Yeah. I think it's just good. I mean, yeah. it's Kurosawa still, cinematography-wise, but, and music-wise, he had choice. But again, this isn't his stories. This isn't his adaptations on stories. This isn't anything really written by him. He did the shots and somebody else edited it.
But it is very comforting, as you said. It's very comforting. And it's something that, you know, is very different from Kurosawa. And it just goes to show you that, like, you know, even when he was, like, in his lowest, he still somehow tried to make something that he felt, like, was important to him.
Yeah.
And, like, and that's funny that we're saying it about horses, but it's, like, it's true. Like, let's be honest. Like, come on, Brad. Like, if you didn't like horses, you think you would have made this movie?
No, probably not.
No.
I mean, unless he was real, like, if he didn't like horses and he just took this as a job to make money, he wouldn't put as much effort into the cinematography.
No, he wouldn't.
No, because, yeah. I mean, there's amazing shots in this that you can tell. Well, yeah, I can tell this was, you know, shot by Kurosawa. Like, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, they're just such majestic creatures, Brad.
I mean, I'm not, like, totally enthralled with horses, but, you know.
Because you're not a horse guy.
No.
Okay, the horse star in Green Ace is supporting actor on Bonanza. Oh, my God. But, yeah, man, not else for me to say. I would hope that one day, I don't know who the fuck has the rights to this, clean it up, maybe give us a better looking version of it.
Yeah, I mean, because it was shot in what, 480p or?
It's rough.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. It's old. I mean, it's also very unknown.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know about this movie until Raul was like, he made a horse documentary. I'm like, he made a what?
Yeah,
what
Brad.
What does that mean?
Yep.
And now I know what that means. Yep. It's very literal.
Yeah. It's like, it said, like, not a lot of movies of Kurosawa are as on the nose as this.
No, I mean, like, this is the very literal, very literal movie.
It's talking about horses.
Yeah.
And all he's doing is just talking about horses.
What, they're not even talking about it. They're like, there's like a few lines in it that's talking about horses. It's not like the whole movie has dialogue.
Yeah. I do have to say, though, that what's it called? The voice, the narration is good, though. The narration was good.
And you know what's bad is we're talking about this movie, and he had to go make this because his Dodus Kaden failed. And that movie is a classic.
I don't that understand why classic. That movie failed. I don't. I mean, I do not understand.
I mean, it was the 70s. Yeah. Maybe, you know.
So we've reviewed that one, Brad. That movie is fucking fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's a classic. Dodus Kaden. That movie is underrated comparative in the day.
Yeah. I love all these reviews. They're like, horses are awesome.
Oh, God, Stacy, no.
You made a horse film. So horse sword fight. Shut the fuck up, Stacy.
Luckily, no. Luckily, he didn't get any of those shots from what I remember.
No. All I'm thinking about is this video of Razor Ramon on a fucking, what's it called, on a podcast, and somebody sends in a question, and their fucking name is Horsecock Express.
Hey, yo.
And you can tell that Razor,
hey, yo,
is like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck, man? Hey, yo.
All right, Brad, what is your final verdict for Kira Kurosawa's Song of the Horse?
What do I give this?
I'm dropping my 7 and I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. 7 out of 10 and calling it a day.
Yeah, I'm calling it a day.
The cinematography and the music is Kurosawa. Yeah. And that grants it a 7 of 10.
Y'all can what's it called? Say that I'm meat riding. I don't care.
It's the Emperor.
I'm dropping it's my 7.
It's the Emperor's documentary, is one and only. Yeah. And definitely the worst thing he's probably ever made, but even the worst thing is still better than some of the shit they're making today. So
1000%. This comes in at number 20 above Scandal and The Hidden Fortress, but that's because I haven't watched The Hidden Fortress in a long time. And Scandal, yeah, to me, I think Scandal is my least favorite. But
you really need to go back and watch The Hidden Fortress again.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't feeling Scandal, Brad. I really wasn't feeling Scandal.
I had to go back and look at Scandal because I don't think I was feeling Scandal either, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah. I really do really find it interesting, like how it's about, like, you know, like misinformation and all these things, and it's like it's very ahead of its time. But I just was not feeling the pace in the Scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nonetheless, good movie though.
Stacy says 7 out of 10, 11 out of 10 from the dogs. All they needed was horses. Yeah, we're thinking like 12 out of 10 from the dogs. Like, they barked the whole fucking movie.
Brad was so mad at those dogs, bro.
It wasn't even all the dogs. It was my one dog. My one dog hates horses for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. But that concludes our review of Song of the Horse. As always, you can keep up to date with us on nerdcore.com. Twitter at the Nerdcore, Nerdcore underscore, Instagram and Threads at the Nerdcore, Discord link, TikTok at the Nerdcore, Discord link is in the description below, and as always, if you want to drop a comment, have you actually watched Song of the Horse? Tell us on the YouTube comments. We want to talk about Song of the Horse. Excuse me. Also, make sure you drop subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell, and leave a like on the video. All of that helps us out so much. If you're watching on YouTube, do that shit, please. If you're on the audio side of things, leave a 5-star review and follow us on your favorite podcast app of choice, because that helps us out a lot too. And as well, we would like to thank our wonderful patrons, because they make this possible. Without them, none of this is possible. You can become a patron by going to patreon.com/nerdcore and pledging to a tier as low as $1 a month. And you get early access to this podcast on Mondays and Thursdays. And along with extra reviews that we do, we upload them early before they drop on those days that they drop. So we want to thank you all so much. You guys make it possible, and we love you. And we would not be able to do these episodes without you, because you guys are awesome. Brad, can you tell them about our wonderful executive producer, Shane?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at ThriftedIL, or go buy something from the Suppy God at PresentCityVintage.com.
Yeah. I gave Dodus Kaden a whole ass 4 out of 5, bro.
Yeah. Dodus Kaden is like great.
Yeah.
Like, it's surprisingly great.
Yeah.
because of the early, like, because that was, you know, one of his films that bombed that led him to kind of that bad part of his career.
I just feel like, I guess, because like Dodos Kaden was about the slums and stuff. I wonder if like Japan just wasn't ready to confront that.
Yeah, probably.
And
not.
Like, I don't fucking know. Yeah. Y'all failed the emperor. You made him want to actually kill himself. So, God damn it, guys. Don't do that to my emperor.
He was a treasure.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking right now, when you kept asking, do you like horses? I'm just thinking of the Drake's Hell Yeah fucking Right lyrics. Are you crying right now? Do you ever get nervous? Yeah. Do you like horses?
Oh my God. Oh man. With that said, let's get them the hell out of here, man.
All right, Ro. Thank you being host as always. Thank you to Stacy for joining us in chat today to talk about horses. Apparently, parts of horses. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I'm glad that after this, they gave Kurosawa a budget again and he got to make movies.
Thank the USSR, bro. The USSR
and gave fucking, that fucking Spielberg and Lucas there with Kagemusha. Yeah. I think Scorsese was in that group too. So thank all of them, or we would have had more made for TV movies and for some poor Kurosawa to make these. So shout out all those guys. Appreciate them. Young Yoda out.
Didn't mean to put that one.